It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by In-N-Out Burger. Now that's what a hamburger is all about. Well, Pinocchio. Remember Pinocchio when he'd lie, the nose would grow?
Yep.
And that's how everybody knew he was lying. Well, according to a recent study, that's not right.
Oh, why?
In fact, your nose shrinks. They say your nose shrinks a little bit when you lie.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Okay.
Which I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, look at my nose.
Well, yeah, but you're not a liar.
I don't think, well, not anymore.
Yeah, I quit doing that.
Okay. Listen to that. 100 porta potties disappeared from a waste management company in Germany.
Oh, geez.
So they figured out that, you know, because they have surveillance cameras and
right.
everything. They figured out it was two employees selling them on the black market.
Are they a hot item? They must be a hot item, huh?
In Germany?
Yeah.
I guess.
Wow.
So they both got suspended sentences for this crime, but they were stealing about 100 porta potties.
I always thought I'd like to have one just at my place, just at my house, like in front of my house. Just so everybody drive by and go, what?
In case somebody has an emergency.
And just in case, yes. Yes, absolutely. But more for just the looks as people go by, the photo op.
Sure, the
like
neighbors
that.
Would appreciate that.
It's the porta potty.
Look what Carla put out in front.
You've had the IROC for the last, 10 years.
Or the Winnebago.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, a Florida man robbed by his Tinder date. You know, I love reading these, Mike. Invited his date to his home and was stunned when he opened his door and there was a guy pointing a gun at him.
Hate when that happens.
Oh, man.
That's
and
too
then,
bad.
Then his date tied him up with his bed sheets, placed him under the bed, then stole all his stuff and credit cards and all that. He finally freed himself and called the police, but they said, come on. I mean, listen, if you do that, don't invite them over to your place.
No.
Please.
Any chance of a second date?
I don't think so. No. I don't think they're going to have a second date, Mike, believe it or not.
That's too bad.
but I slept with her. Man from Thailand recently sat down on the pot and a 10-foot python bit his groin.
Wow.
And he struggled and this hurts me. He couldn't get it off of him for quite some time, and finally he broke free, called help, and then his co-workers had to come into the bathroom. No, I'm fine,
you guys. Or it's more like, I'm fine.
Yeah. Oh, my God. First responders made it. They had to remove the snake. It was still in the toilet.
What?
Guy was taken to the hospital. He's going to be okay. He received 15 stitches after the python
I think
bite.
That's one of my worst nightmares.
I
always
never,
think,
yeah.
like, we were talking about porta potties.
Right.
You know, porta potties or something like that, that I'm just that, you know, the snakes on a plane, the opening scene.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I don't think of that.
I don't know if women have the same nightmare, but guys do.
Yeah.
You don't want anything hooking on down there.
Right. But I always look in the toilet, but I've never had that problem. I don't want to talk about it now. But
snakes are sneaky.
Yeah. That's right. They're waiting. You know what? All right. Sam, it's okay. Come on in here. Get in the toilet. Of course, they're all named with S names. You know that. Steve, come on over.
Yeah, Stevie the Snake.
That's right.
All right.
Come on over here. It is Monday. That's your other news.